from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Save the Children said Wednesday that thousands of people have fled the Mosul area to escape an offensive by Iraqi and Kurdish forces to retake the city from Islamic State militants. The aid group said about 5,000 people had arrived at a refugee camp in Syria during the past 10 days. More than 100 American troops are accompanying the Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the Mosul operation. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged that it would not be easy.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
And that is President Obama speaking Tuesday. Meanwhile, a Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. His recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. A total of 23 protesters were arrested, according to a police inspector, and he said that protesters had broken through the line of police security, securing the embassy's gates. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump have their last presidential debate Wednesday. With less than 3 weeks to go before Americans cast ballots on November 8th, polls show Clinton widening her lead over the Republican nominee. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas in Nevada. You can follow our debate coverage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A pause in Russian and Syrian strikes on Aleppo held into a second day Wednesday ahead of a brief ceasefire aimed at allowing civilians and rebels to quit the devastated city. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Loerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says a longer pause is needed for humanitarian efforts.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause. That is what we need. We also need it in order to prepare ourselves to actually do such operations.
The halt comes ahead of talks in Berlin between the Russian, French, and German leaders on Syria's five-year conflict. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague Wednesday in connection with attempted cyber attacks against the United States. Without going into further detail, Czech police spokesman David Sean said the aim of the operation was a Russian citizen and that it was carried out successfully. Last week, the Obama administration formally accused the Russian government of hacking U.S. institution in an attempt to influence the upcoming presidential election. Ecuador's government acknowledged late Tuesday that it had partly restricted internet access for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's lived in the country's London embassy since 2012. In a statement, Ecuador's leftist government said WikiLeaks' decision to publish documents impacting the U.S. election campaign was entirely of its own responsibility. WikiLeaks' Assange lost connectivity on Sunday, October 16th, and he sparked speculation that Ecuador might have been pressured by the United States due to the group's publication of hacked material linked to the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The Kremlin said Wednesday it does not expect any breakthrough in resolving the conflict in Ukraine at international talks set to start in Berlin. His comments come before President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to meet with leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine to discuss the unrest in the nation. Two Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut soared into orbit in a Soyuz spacecraft Wednesday. That was at the start of a two-day journey to the International Space Station. They took off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. They are expected to dock with the International Space Station on Friday and stay there for at least 4 months. They will join other astronauts already there who are to return to Earth October 30th. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.